Watch, LA man saves injured dog found in fire-ravaged neighborhood. By Amy Furr on January 10, 2025. A man and a stray dog recently shared a tender moment in the aftermath of the fires that have ravaged the Los Angeles area. Rick Miller went to check on a friend's house in Altadena when he saw a creature in desperate need of help, people reported Friday. The dog was injured, so Miller quickly got to work to show the canine it was no longer alone. He covered the animal in a blanket and worked with other people at the site to get the dog to the Pasadena Humane Society. It's about caring for each other and like everyone needs help right now. Sorry for crying, but it's really emotional seeing my friends lose their houses and people losing their animals, and so we try to help each other out, Miller said in video footage from CNN. The dog appeared to be relieved that help had finally arrived. Seeing like all your friends lose their houses and you know just trying to help them out. Fortunately, our house was saved, but our friends right across the street, their house is gone. That's why you just want to help your friends out, help your families out, help the animals out, Miller added. The fire known as the Eaton Fire took the lives of several people in Altadena and devastated numerous homes, leaving the community in total shock, AFP reported on Thursday. Social media users were quick to comment on the video of the dog's touching rescue, one person writing, "This is a good man. Thankful for all the heroes that shine through this difficult time," another user commented. Staffers and volunteers at the Pasadena Humane Society are hard at work caring for animals hurt by the Eaton Fire, NBC Los Angeles reported on Wednesday, noting the animals included dogs, cats, and wildlife. "We have taken in over 300 animals due to evacuations and have staff and volunteers working nonstop to help with their care," the shelter explained. The organization also said its greatest need at the moment was monetary donations to continue its work. "We are starting to see many animals coming in with burns and injuries. These animals are being treated in our ICU. We are providing them with pain medications, wound care, fluid, and oxygen as needed," the shelter noted.